Well, the other night, Aaron called me and asked me to have, to give a little testimony of either, well, just, he said either a turning point in my life or just of what God's done for me. And at the time I was driving, and it kind of gave me a time to think back over, you know, since I became a Christian. And I don't know, it was actually really good to just sit there and think about that and see what God has done for you. I became a Christian while I was 13 years old, and I don't know if I was really any different than any other kid. I was a sinner in need of a Savior, obviously. But I think what really was a turning point in my life really was I went to Bible school when I was 17, and soon before I went to Bible school, my dad told me, he's like, you need to, in order to be a victorious Christian, you have to draw lines in areas, in different areas, that you will never cross. Anyhow, I didn't really think much of it at the time, but being at Bible school, I made some commitments and stuff, and it really seemed important to me at the time then, but looking back, it's even more important. And another thing that too was a turning point in my life was it was actually about the same time, right before I went to Bible school, I was driving down the road and I saw this guy in the ditch that he was in a bulldozer, but he had an accident. He tipped over an embankment, and he was in the bulldozer, and he had a broken neck. And it was one of the most traumatizing experiences I've ever had. Really, he was yelling out cuss words, and just, it was terrible. Just, I don't know. It really scared me. Anyhow, so I asked him if I could pray with him. And first he said no, but anyway, so I did anyway, and he got totally quiet, and I don't know, he never passed out, but anyway, it was very, kind of a, I don't know, power of prayer. Not only that, but also just seeing him yell those cuss words out, and just, I don't know, it was just a weird experience, really. But, yeah, I guess those were the turning points in my life where I knew which direction I wanted to go and where I wanted to make my standing. And, I don't know, it was just good to look back over that. And I have a verse here. It's from 1 Corinthians 15:58. It's, therefore, my brethren, Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And this verse is really an encouragement to me. It's just, I know I don't do as much as I need to. I can always do better. But it's just kind of an encouragement to me that it's not, what we do is not in vain. And also, another verse I had to think of is the verse that says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's really my goal. And something I thought about, too, is I really don't know how that would happen without a church like this. And anyhow, so I just want to kind of challenge, especially the youth, to remain steadfast, and also your parents, guide them in that way. And that's all I have.